First quarter sales for GM's full-size SUVs are down 26% from last year, which has prompted officials to cut the entire second shift at its Janesville facility, which makes the GMC Yukon and Chevrolet Tahoe. Come July, 758 workers will be let go. GM spokesman Chris Lee says the poor sales reflect what he calls a dramatic softening in the large vehicle market.
It is a reality that the gas prices and the weak economy has certainly had an impact on this segment.
The governor's office says it will help speed up unemployment claims and provide special job services for the Janesville workers. If there's any silver lining for the plant's employees, it's that buyout offers were made months ago, when GM first began idling some operations. Mary Fanning is spokeswoman for Janesville's GM plant.
There's early retirement options as well as a buyout, which is essentially to sever ties with the organization. So depending on what their eligibility was, yeah, that would potentially be another way to exit the organization.
Depending on the number of years worked and skill level, employees can get up to $62,000 under GM's special attrition program. Fanning says workers have until late May to take that option. There has been talk of GM making increasingly popular hybrid versions of its vehicles to help sales and company stability, but Fanning says a GM plant in Texas is adequately meeting those market demands, and there's no plans for other factories to take up hybrid production anytime soon. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.